Our next public hearing is subdivision 2013-12, John and Beverly Starr.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 2.29 acres into two lots. Also requesting a waiver from the street design and forest buffer requirements and being located east of Route 5, approximately 800 feet south of Route 231, and being identified more specifically as Tax Map ID District 235, Map 7, Parcel 156. Have that question.
All right, should we thank you? Is anyone here representing this application?
Charles Adams with Adams Kemp Associates in Georgetown, 217 South Ray Street.
And, right, sir.
I have a.
And I have to add to that, I said at 156 cents and parcel 158.
Okay, all right, very good. If there's anyone here that has an interest in this application, the applicant has a display board. It's very difficult for you to see from where you're sitting, so you are more than welcome to get up, walk over there, and stand right in front of it and take a look at it. I just ask that you not have a lot of conversation, because we're going to go ahead with our work here while you're studying. So.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I do have one thing to add to that.
Oops, okay.
It was advertised for a waiver of the forested buffer requirements. Uh-huh. The forested buffer is not required. It's less than four lots.
Okay, then. So we don't
clear it up before
okay.
It causes any controversy.
Thank you. We'll put that on the record right up front. All right, sir. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. You have anything else you want to add?
Yes. I do have a... So site evaluation for the property, and I'd like to turn it in. For
sure, if you would give that to Mr. Blank.
Thanks, sir. Pass that down to Mr. Robertson, please.
The property is located just outside of Milton. It's not in the city limits. It's on Route 5. And the history of the property is that it went through maybe four or five different owners prior to going back quite a while, where it was actually two tracks. There was a 60-foot track to the north side that was a separate track, and then there was a long, narrow track that included the house, the existing house that's along Route 5. They were combined by a survey when the property was conveyed just prior to Mr. Starr's purchase of the property. And then it became one tax parcel. It's a fairly large, elongated portion. There were poultry houses on the property back in the day, and they've been removed. He would like to be able to use it for residential purposes for children or, those kinds of purposes. And we did make an application for a modified entrance to the existing entrance on the south side where the existing driveway is for the house. And he couldn't get his 50-foot wide access way there because of setback limitations on the porch at the south side of the house. So we moved the 50-foot right away to the north side, and that's what his application is today, to utilize a 50-foot easement on the north side of the house to get to a proposed lot 2 in the back. It's been approved for a standard septic system, and he would improve the road to the requirements that the county puts forth. He did ask for a waiver for the standard road construction.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
The first question I have is, why is this a two-lot subdivision coming before us right now as far as a public hearing?
The roadway does not exist within the 50-foot easement. If it did...
If it
did...
If it was over on this side...
That's right. It wouldn't have needed to come before the commission. It would have come in as a to the Planning and Zoning Commission, but only his approval was a 50-foot right-of-way, not as a major subdivision.
Okay. And then the old line and the new line, is that something that that has already been done, I guess?
Yes. This line does not exist. It's one tax parcel. Along with this division line, I'll add that they would like to add 5 feet to the adjacent parcel that the owner owns. So that's the old line and the new line. It's just a 5-foot difference, or approximately 5-foot difference between, or six, between the lines, to modify his tax parcel to give him a little bit more room next to his garage.
Okay, so the proposed lot number one, and then line, and proposed lot number two.
Yes, this would be lot one, and this would be the easement through lot one. So it would be fee simple ownership of lot one, but lot two would have use of the 50-foot right-of-way along with lot one, if they wanted to use it. Well, they will use it. Basically furnishes access to a fee simple parcel in the back with a new line created to divide the parcel.
And you can put a home on a 54-foot wide? No, that would be 104-foot yard. Okay.
104.
Okay. I understand the application.
All right,
further questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Hi, Mr. Adams, with the drawing of the new line of division, would that then provide the other lot with 3/4 acre, so the 0.7 acre?
Yes, it would be 0.9 acres.
And as noted on your drawing here, the original driveway is to the south will be deleted, so there only be the one access to Route 5.
Yes.
So it'll be a shared driveway.
That's right.
Mr. Chairman, I understand the application, and okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
No questions, sir.
Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Lang.
Has DLDOT granted approval of the entrance location proposed?
We haven't submitted the, we would submit a letter of no objection for a letter of no objection. Or.
You haven't done that yet?
No.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right. Very good. Let's see. Where were we? Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Okay. Counselor.
Follow up on Lawrence's. I was going to ask, with this, if the commission were in favor of it, could this one have preliminary and final, or do we got to wait for the DLDOT letter? Okay.
That's what was the answer to that?
We would have to have DLDOT approval for final.
For final, we don't have to have approval.
Septic feasibility on the back lot has been done.
Well, possibly. Just
sure. I'll pass it down.
Okay. Yeah, we have it down here. Yep.
Mr. Chairman, if you
yes, sir.
Don't mind, I did the math, and hopefully I did it correctly on my smartphone. It's smarter than I am, but Mr. Adams, when you take the easement off, you know, just say 250 feet by 50, it's almost 0.3 acre. Okay, you have 9/10 in that lot, so you end up with 6/10. That's not an easement for the house.
That's right.
So. I mean, it's not an earth-shaking kind of thing, but you know, you have to fit a septic system in there and a well and all that, and you're,
yes,
you know,
it has an existing septic and a well.
And I realize that it's up, that easement is only going to be for one house, so it's not going to be a 2-lane highway. So, in reality, usable space is going to roll out into the easement. I mean, that's You know, I just want to point out, I mean, in this case, you have one lot moving through that easement. It's probably going to be okay, you know, but you're really squeezing the usable space. It's not really 0.9 acre.
I agree with you, Mr. Ross.
You're not going to be able to put
But I think historically, we've had many other, lots, you know, 3/4 lot where you have an easement running through it, and the usable space really isn't 0.75 acre. And maybe that's an issue we can address in a workshop.
it's really not a big deal if somebody throws a swing set out there or whatever, but you can't put your septic system in the easement, right?
And historically, we've said on those that the, you know, you can't have structures in the easement, but you don't count, setbacks don't get counted from the easement,
sure.
You know, right? So, yeah.
Okay, that's all.
But the septic is already here, and you have the study that it can go here.
Yes.
Confused to where we were in the order now.
We're done.
Are we done? With everyone?
Mr. Abbott did not have a question.
Right.
Okay. Counselor?
None, thanks. Clear?
All right, then. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2013-12, John and Beverly Starr? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2013-12? Anyone on commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.